What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
Hola, hola. Hola, hola.
Hi.
What up, my friend?
Happy Thursday.
All right. It's almost Friday.
Not that that matters for me anymore, but you know.
Right.
Dude, I made lasagna and I burnt the stuff out of this finger, and right here I have a blister.
Damn.
Right? War wounds.
Taught you how to cook.
That's what I'm saying. I told Jaden, I was like, maybe I just wasn't meant to make this today because it is whooping my ass right now.
Right.
Oh. How was your day?
It was busy. I mean, this whole week has just been slammed.
Yeah.
We only have two guys on the help desk because one of them's off traveling, onboarding a hotel. Just
yep.
Like from 6 to 9 o'clock, I'm like the only one that's on. And then the manager gets on at 9. And it's just like, it's nonstop all day. Issue after issue.
No bueno.
I mean, it makes the day go by fast, but.
True.
I mean, I was on a call yesterday. It took for 3 hours. It was just.
For one thing.
Yeah.
No, I can't. My attention span doesn't work like that. Like, what were we talking about again?
Yeah.
There's no way.
I meant this particular software. It's called Room Master, and then they have Shift4 credit card payments. Shift4 or Room Master just sucks. So the shit's always going down, and you got to call support to get them to remote in and fix the fucking issue.
Yeah, no, see, I don't have the patience for it. You know me, I'll throw it across the room. Get a new one.
And then staff constantly moving equipment around and then hooking it up improperly.
Yep, that's why I don't move mine.
Right? It's just it's stupidity. And then I went and went to the gym after work. That's 3 times this week.
Heck yeah, way to go.
That's a self.
Yep.
And then stopped by my accountant's office and finally got my taxes done.
Right on.
So instead of owing $800, I'm getting like $200 and something back.
Heck yeah, we'll take it.
Right.
We'll take it. Anything. I'm okay if we break even. Like, right. I will take breaking even. So Jason and I, we got money back last year, but the years before that we had to pay.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a small amount either. So. Yeah, I'm okay if we break even, so.
It would have been the first year I've ever had to pay.
And yeah.
And the reason why is because I took out my 401k.
Mm-hmm.
And they only took out 20% tax.
Uh-huh.
But they should have taken, like, what, 32%?
Is it 32?
Yeah, because of 10% for early penalty, and it's supposed to be 22% base.
Yep. Yep. You're right. Yeah.
I meant it is what it is.
Right. Yeah. Well, my days, life update. Of course, you know this already, but I'm no longer employed. So when we said a couple episodes ago, stay tuned, here we are. That's the big reveal. I resigned.
Shit hit the fan, huh?
Yeah, I resigned from my position on Monday and just let it go. So, and initially the panic kind of set in a little bit yesterday. Not getting up and going to work, and then, you know, as I find myself doing stuff around the house and working on different projects that we've had going on for God knows how long, I'm okay. So. It was time. And I feel so much better, aside from what I sound like and my allergies, but mentally and in my headspace, I feel a lot better.
That's most important.
Yeah.
Is
There's definitely some saltiness coming from the other side. And it's, of course, made its way back to me. But, you know, you expect some of it. And then some of it, I'm just like, wow, wow. Okay. Right. I'm like, wow. But anybody that knows me and has worked for me knows I don't need to. I didn't even address it. I don't take the time to address it because the people that work for me know better. So it is what it is. They can sit and wallow in it and I'll be living my best life. So
they can, yeah, they can, they
that, yes, in more professional word. Yep. That's it. Fuck them.
I'll say it for you.
Yeah. Right. So, no, I got all the trim painted, in the house that we wanted to get painted, to finish just the little last bit of trim downstairs. And then, I attempted to shampoo my rug today, but my carpet shampooer is too powerful. It just sucks the rug up in it. So I'm going to take it to the laundromat because it's one of those washable ones. Take it to the laundromat along with my big bedspreads and get those done. But, you know, I had a karaoke concert, a whole ass live concert by myself today. So wow. It's just been, and you know what that means for me, like, you know how healing that is for me. So it's been really good. It's been, it's kind of given me the opportunity to take a breath and just kind of really put some stuff into perspective as to what is important to me. So yeah, it's been good. It's been good. I went to the gym this morning, got back on it, feel so much better. My noodles don't feel that great. I'm sure tomorrow will be even better. But right. I was surprised at the gym because, you know, the app that we use, it's been telling me, okay, listen, bitch, your body's 100% recovered. You need to get your ass back to the gym. It didn't drop the weight. I thought it would drop the weight. Today was officially 3 weeks. Jason and I hadn't been to the gym in 3 weeks. And so we went back this morning and I thought it would drop the weight in the app, but it didn't. And I did what it asked. There was only one exercise, the pull down, lat pull downs, that I could not do the full weight and had to drop it. I dropped the weight and dropped one rep. But everything else, I was still good. I was like, okay, all right, I got it. Like, I'm okay. So it was good to get back though. Definitely good.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got up at 3:45 and went and did it. And I've been up just doing stuff around the house and I made lasagna. I can't even tell you the last time I did that. I made lasagna and a Caesar salad and, you know, just really enjoying the time that I have because eventually I will go back to work, you know. Yeah. But just enjoying the time that I have and being able to, you know, take care of my family and finish the projects that we have going on. So, yeah, I mean, it sucks. I'm sad for my team because we won't all be together anymore. But, you know, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. But I know I deserve better than where the fuck I was. That's for damn sure. So, yeah. And so just grateful, super grateful. And, you know, so yeah. Yeppers.
Yeah, it's proud of you because that job caused you a lot of stress and angst and you struggled with getting that work-life balance. And,
yeah,
you know, sometimes it takes that drastic change.
Yeah.
To kick our butts in gear. You know, like when I got laid off from work, I wanted out, but I wasn't necessarily prepared when they decided to make that call. And I was just like, shock at first.
Yeah.
But then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna ride it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna travel. I'm gonna take some errand time, figure out what I wanna do. And you know, April I was employed again, you know, so
more than anything, I think I'm so grateful that Jason is like, whatever you need to do, like it's not worth what you're going through right now.
Yeah.
So whatever you need to do, and stood by me for all of it. And you know, that is, he always says we're going to be okay no matter what. Whatever happens, we'll be fine. And, you know, to be able to trust in that and just let it go, like, I'm grateful for that for sure. Right. So, but yeah, you know, talk to my dad, and my dad was like, fuck it. Don't worry about it. You'll be okay. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to go broke. You've been broke before. You know what that feels like. You know? I was like, that's actually a good point.
Right.
So, you know, it we'll figure it out. I have faith that I'm going to be right where I'm supposed to be. And higher power, God, whatever. I 100% believe that. And so, yeah, it's going to be, we'll see. I'm excited to see what happens next, you know, if nothing else. So, yeah. Super excited.
The better.
It will. It absolutely will. Yep.
So let's shift gears a little bit.
Fuck up.
And talk about our upcoming.
I know. I'm so scared. So, 75 Hard by Andy Frisella. I've done a little more digging in it, and I've done a little more, you know, watched his videos and that kind of thing. And, like, he's hardcore, dude. Like, he's, and I love, but I love it, right? Yeah. Like, I'm like, yeah, like, let's get, fucking let's go. And then I'm like, so it's the, so 75 Hard is 2 workouts a day. One has to be outdoors and at least 45 minutes for each workout. And they have to be 3 hours apart. You have to follow a diet of your choice, a lifestyle diet, lifestyle, however you want to look at it. So keto, carnivore, clean eating, paleo, all the 50 million that are out there. You have to drink a gallon of water a day. You have to read at least 10 pages of a self-development mindset book. And what is the other one? Book?
Well, there's 2 workouts a day. So one in the morning, one in the evening, or yeah, whatever. One outside.
A gallon of water, diet, 10 pages. When you have to take a picture, a progress picture every day to keep record as you go along. Nothing. That doesn't scare me. I can take pictures all day. What scares me is the water. So if you mess up, you do this for 75 days. If you mess up and miss something on a day, you have to start back at day one. And it's based on the honor system. Like, don't cheat yourself. If you're going to cheat, then take your ass back to day one and start over. Like, if you're cheating, you're only cheating yourself. Like, let's just call it what it is. I'm genuinely worried about the water, a gallon of water a day.
I'm not.
The diet, a little bit, but more so the water. Everything else, I think I got it. I think I'll be okay. So.
Yeah, I mean, my struggle would be, well, it's not really a struggle. I just have to rearrange my schedule. But
yeah.
I'll be getting up at, I normally get up at 5 a.m. to start work at 6. So now
you'll be working out with me.
So I'll be getting up at 4 a.m. now, going to do a workout, come home, shower, start work, and then after work, do another workout.
Yep.
So it's just...
You should start now, Aaron.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have a problem getting up.
Even if you do it by like 10-minute increments. I'm not saying get up and go work out now. I'm saying at least start waking up like 10 minutes earlier every day.
I mean, it's not a problem for me to wake up at 4. I can get up at 4. It's just, you know, just the thought of it early.
You preaching to the choir, son. I do not feel bad for you at all.
I mean, it's only an hour earlier. I just have to go to bed earlier.
Yeah, you do. That is for real. Jason and I are usually upstairs by about 7:45, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, like, I put my phone on Do Not Disturb after that, and I'm down for the count.
Yeah.
You do have to prioritize the sleep because that, I think, in if I could see sleep, not getting enough sleep being an issue for me and making me fall off somewhere. Yeah. So what do you think we're going to get out of it? Like, that's what I'm, dude, if we can do that 75 days yeah. straight, like, you know how fine I'm about to be this summer? Bitch, right. What? We're going to be slim and trim. That's what I'm talking about.
I know. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I know there's going to be drastic changes after 75 days. And
yeah. Just the discipline alone, is going to be, dude, we're going to be, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
I am looking forward to it. Me too.
My other struggle would be reading 10 pages a day.
Yeah, because it can't be audiobook.
Yeah.
It's got to be physically 10 pages of a book.
I mean, I have the books to do it. Like, I bought, last time I was in the good mindset, I bought the book.
What? The last time I was in the good mindset?
Well, I haven't been mindset. I get it. Yeah. But I bought the book, Think and Grow Rich, and I started, I think, I read like 2 or 3 pages, and I stopped reading it, but I have that book to read, and then I bought Andy's book for 75 Hard.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, I debated on whether I should get it or not. I'm going to get it.
I talked to Frank, and he said it was definitely worth it. It's a good book.
Okay. It's the mental toughness, right?
Yeah. I forget. It was the...
Dude, I'll tell you. Go ahead.
It was the book that he suggested when you... When you signed up for the, or downloaded that.
Okay, let me see. I wonder if I downloaded the wrong one, because the one that I, it didn't charge me.
Yeah, it's Mental Toughness.
Mental Toughness, yeah. Okay, I'm going to get it then. Yep, the book on mental toughness, yeah.
No, the app charged me. It was like $6.99 one-time charge.
I think it's because you're on Android. I did not charge me and Jason $30. My Lanta, bro. Yeah, I'll get that book. Right now, I'm currently reading Let Them by Mel Robbins. There's so much of it that, like, that was part of the reason why I decided enough was enough and walked away at work. Like, if I'm being 100% honest, I was like, let them continue to be in chaos. Let me figure out my way out so I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Right.
So that's a really good book too. So many. I have Atomic Habits. I have Jamie Kern Lima's books, both of them, Believe It and Worthy.
I have the audio of one of them, and then I had the other one.
But Believe It. Yeah, we got Believe It at the same time when we went to that event.
So, and then I got Worthy and I read that, and then I think I gave it to Lisa.
Yeah. So, yeah, plenty of books to choose from. I have Think and Grow Rich too.
Yeah.
Jason actually bought that one for himself.
So. I'm just like thinking about enough time in the day, because if I'm getting up at 4, I'm going to go work out, I'm going to shower, then work till 3. Then go do another workout and then read 10 pages and then get to bed at a decent hour.
This is going to make you really put your, like, and I hate to say it, but this, the podcast might have to be, we may have to move that around to where it fits for both of us, because during the week is going to be, clearly, I don't have a time issue right now. Like, I'm not working. But you know what I mean? So your days are not so jam-packed, which is fine. I'm totally fine with that, because I think it needs to be documented the entire time that we're doing it.
Yeah.
And we need to check in with each other where we are more than, you know, even more than on the podcast, but for sure on the podcast. But it's really going to force us to figure out, you know, what do we always say? Priorities are never in conflict, and you're going to have to, we're going to have to figure out like what's what every day. For me, the biggest thing, I'm going to have to meal prep. Like, I can tell you hands down right now, that's without a shadow of a doubt, I'm going to have to meal prep for me and Jason.
For sure.
Because Jason is doing it too.
I've been meal prepping for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Doing carnivore. I just like cook up a bunch of chicken or steak, boiled eggs, some shrimp. And I have the little plastic containers that I set my food in for the week, and I just grab it. I mean, I do that for lunch. I haven't been doing it for dinner, but I'm probably going to have to start doing it for dinner.
I really thought
Jason
was going to do carnivore. I thought he would choose carnivore for this.
What did he choose?
I really did. And I might ask him again. Like, I think he may think he needs to do clean eating because that's what I'm going to do. But I think it would be easier for Jason to do carnivore than it would for him to do clean eating. So, but yeah, it's going to, I mean, it's definitely going to put us in a different mindset and really make us, not question, but really make us figure out like what's important and what is the goal. What is our goal? Even if it's just that day, what's our daily goal? What's the weekly goal? You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah, we're
excited though.
We're going to have to definitely like schedule shit because Wednesday I meet with my sponsor and my sponsee usually, like I get off of work, go to my sponsor's at 3:30, meet until 4:15, and then my sponsee comes over at like 5 and I meet with him for an hour, or we meet on Saturday. So yeah, it's just, it's going to have to be really stringent.
Mine is on Mondays, and like right when we start, I'll be going to Lake Chelan that weekend for pre-con. And I'm just like, are we going to fail in the first 3 days?
That's going to be tough. Like, how long is that conference?
Yeah.
How long is that conference for you?
It's the, so we're going down on the 4th. The conference is the 5th. And then we're coming back on the 6th. So.
Yeah,
I got to make it that one day. I'm going to have to get up early and do a workout and then find time to walk or something.
Yeah, because you'll be at that conference pretty much all day.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to figure out your eating. You're going to have to figure out the time to work out. Like maybe
So my meals and everything are paid for and provided by them. So we just hope that it's clean-ish.
No, it ain't gonna be clean.
Can I have some lettuce and some chicken?
Yeah. I'd go down prepared for yourself because it's probably not gonna be clean eating.
Yeah. It's gonna be hole-in-the-wall diner chili cheeseburger.
Probably. Yeah, they...
So, no, it's definitely going to... But I see Frank and I see how much it did for him. And like when he talks about it, like you can just feel it coming from him. And, you know, he just completed his first 75 hard. And like, kudos to him, dude. Because let's think about Frank's life for a second. Frank, shout out if you listen, bro. All the kids, Kim, work, you know, all the things that he's involved in, and then still be able to make sure that he's, you know, meeting his daily goals every day. Yeah. So, yeah.
He's done 75 hard a couple times, I think.
Yeah.
He did the extended version or the tougher version this time around.
Yeah.
But
there is a different name for it, but yeah.
I mean, I'm excited. Like, it's going to be tough, but I think it could be done. You know,
I think we need it, Aaron.
You know me. When I set my mind to something, I'm going to fucking do it. And
we need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be, and I think it's going to light fires in us is what I think it's going to do. And it's going to be, dude, we might mess around and, like, I don't even know. Like, I'm like what I could see happening, like, you know, we talk about vision casting or whatever. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, we're about to be lit.
Lit, fit, jack.
Right? I know.
I mean, could you imagine 75 days?
Well, think about it. We're starting April. So it's what, 2.5 months? We'll call it 2.5 months. So April, May, June, by July, by the time July comes around, oh, dude, what?
Yeah.
It's going to be wild. We're right in time for summer. We're going to be smoking hot.
Like, we need to find that tough mudder and do that.
Yeah, that would be the time to do it. Yeah, absolutely. Right as we're coming in the tail. That would be like our celebration, right? As we're coming at the tail end.
Yeah.
No, I think it's going to be, you know, the mindset that is going to come from that, I think it's going to put us in a place, or at least for me, I think it's going to put me in a place that I didn't know I could go to. And I'm excited for that. Well, yeah. I'm excited for that.
Because you got to dig deep internally, have the fortitude to keep going. I mean, it's 75 days. That's a long time.
The crazy thing is, like, when you talk to other people about it, they're like, oh, that's it? Like, but that's the catch. It's so simple that it's difficult. Like, you know, Frank was telling me about a day where he forgot to, like, he didn't get all his water in. And he was, like, tracking it. And his tracker went off. And he's, like, standing at the sink at, like, 11 o'clock at night, like, trying to chug all his water. And I'm like, dude, that scares me. Like, that legit scares me, because I don't think I've drank a gallon of water in a day in probably maybe ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
I don't think I'll have a problem with water, because I drink a crap ton anyway.
I do not.
Yeah.
That is not a secret. Everybody knows that. That's not a secret. And like, and I asked Frank this question, like, does it have to be just plain water, or like, do my ketones count? He's like, if you're mixing with water, it counts. And I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
I'll drink ketones all day long. Just straight water though, I can't. I struggle, dude. I struggle.
Yeah. I love it.
But yeah, I think it's going to be really good for us. I think it's going to, put something in us that we've been looking for a minute, and we're off to the races after that. So
nothing, here's to nothing stopping us, my friend.
That's it. That's it. That's the scary part too, though.
Yeah.
No, I'm, yeah, it's going to be good. And I'm excited that Jason's doing it with me. Like, thank God.
Right.
So I don't have to worry about that, but yeah, it's going to be, it's going to be hard for him too, those days that I'm gone to pre-con, because then he's all on his own for that. So yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. I'm excited for it. So
too.
I will tell you something else that happened to me today. And I won't go too far into detail, but just something that happened out of the blue, but it ended up being something that I needed that I didn't even know that I needed. And I got a phone call from Ken Williams, and dude, it was probably one of the best conversations I've had in a hot minute.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. He is, he's a good dude. And, yeah, he definitely brought some joy in my life today.
That's great.
It was kind of out of the blue, and, you know, him and we've always been friends, whatever, but never super close or anything like that. But today was, and I said that to him. I was like, well, thanks. I didn't even know I needed this today, but I appreciate it more than you know. So it was a good call, though. Good call. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So
shout out, Ken, if you're listening. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it. You brought a little joy in my life today. And that's one of the greatest gifts I think you can give anybody. I appreciate that more than you know. So does Aaron, because, you know, he doesn't have to deal with me crabby. Just kidding.
No, he is a good guy. Like, back when I lost my job, he reached out and pretty much offered me a position at the company he was at.
there wasn't a position, but he wanted to create one for me.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah. Good dude. Good dude. It was it was mindset stuff and vision casting and stuff like that. You know, when we talk to anybody from our community that has any kind of passion with it, the conversation kind of naturally ends up going there already.
Yeah.
And, it was a really good conversation, And he pointed out some stuff about me that, from his perspective that, I know, but you know it, but you forget it sometimes and it's easy to forget that you inspire people. And he just reminded me of that today. And it was a really good call. Really good call. I was crying. So there you go. I was emotional.
That is not a shocker at all. Yeah.
So Ken, if you're listening, you're the man, dude. I appreciate you, bud, for sure. It was a good day. Just a good day. I'm excited for us and what's coming up and where we're going to go with this. And, it's who we're going to inspire, Aaron, because that's going to happen.
Yeah.
We do that. That's just who we are. So listen, if you're watching or you're listening and 75 hard, like do 40 hard, do 30 hard, whatever your version, and run with us. Do it with us. Like, there's nothing like a cheerleading group, a support group. I'll tell you what.
No, screw that. If you're going to do it with us, you're going to do the 75 days with us.
Yeah, for real.
You're going to gain so much from it.
No, serious.
Don't ever give up on yourself because you are.
Even when you look back at our journeys, Aaron, of where we started versus where we are right now. Like, just the night and day difference that we've both had in our lives. And, like, I know for me, like, and, to be able to give that to someone else or to set somebody on their journey and light that fire for them, dude, come on. That's what we do it for. You know what I mean? And, like, to be able to have people in your corner. And I said this in my live yesterday, like there's people in our corners that we don't even know about. And sometimes I forget that. And I appreciate and am grateful for those people, even when I don't see them every day, every single day. So yeah, that's what it's about. That's why we do the things. So we get better ourselves and show people that it is possible. Listen, life sucks. It's fucking crazy out there. You know what I mean? But it doesn't have to be that way in here.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. So.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what's going on in life. You know, we can make what we want out of our lives and make who we want to be.
Big facts.
You know, that's the key. Nobody's holding us back except for ourselves.
That part.
But it's so easy to blame others, and I've been guilty of that. You know.
Same. 100%. Others, other things, the job, all of that. And we have to take responsibility for our own individual lives. That's what it comes down to. If you're unhappy with something in your life, change it. Period. That's it. And if you don't know where to start, then reach out to someone that is in a position where you want to be. And, just find out what was the first thing you did. How did you get there? What did it look like? How can I start? What is something you would recommend? Blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever the questions are. And don't be afraid to do that. Like, I think some people are scared to reach out and have those conversations because, God, what are people going to think? Listen, let them think whatever the fuck they want to think. They don't pay your bills.
Amen to that.
Like, let them think. Let me figure out what I need to do to get to the next step at where I want to be.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, friend, you got to read that book. What is Mel Robbins is
Mel Robbins.
And I didn't know this, but she's considered like the tough love queen of like self-development. And I was like, that makes so much sense. That's probably why I relate to her so much.
Is she Tony Robbins' wife?
No, they're not related at all.
Wow. I always thought that they were husband and wife.
So. Nope, not related at all. I thought so too. And then there's a podcast where she talks about it. And people always ask her, are you married to Tony? No, I'm not married to him. I'm my own person.
Well, yeah, you can be your own person, but are you married? Or do you just have a coexisting relationship and you have the same last name?
Right, I know. And to be in the same space too, that's what's even more, you know. But yeah, she's, and that book is an easy read. Like it's very, how would you say? It's like conversational. Like okay. You really feel like you're having a conversation and it's not just, you know what I mean? So nice. Yeah, it's an easy read too.
Well, maybe I'll borrow that after you're
absolutely.
Done with it.
Absolutely. You sure can. No, I'm excited for us, friend. I haven't, obviously, haven't felt this good in a long time. And we all know what that's from. That's not a secret. But I want to be able to utilize this time wisely, if that makes sense. I want to make sure that I am setting myself up for success when I do go back to work. So I don't fall back into that trap of no work-life balance.
Yeah.
So I think 75 hard will be, you know, dude, you're doing something for 75 days. You might as well just keep going after that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
So
I mean, they say that it only takes 21 days or something like that to make it a habit for something to become a habit.
Yeah, dude.
I'm here for it. I think we need to get
first, y'all.
I think we need to get Frank on here next week.
Dude, that'd be sick. Yeah, he would. For sure he would. For sure. Let him come on. Because what's next week? Next week will be the 31st. Oh, we'll start the next day. That'd be perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that'd be perfect. If we do, I'll be in a meeting on Monday. Hold on. Even if we had him on Sunday, that would work. We'll have to reach out to him and see what day he can make some time.
Sunday. So either the 27th.
Yep.
Or the 30th.
20th is next.
Thursday
or the 30th. Okay. Yeah. Whichever one he's available for. They're both close enough that we're going to, you know. I think that'd be awesome. And give him an opportunity just to tell his story in general because his story's incredible. So, yeah, that's exciting. I'm excited. I know he'll do it for sure.
Right.
So, and to be able to go more in depth in his experience with his 75 hards and what that looked like. And yeah, that'd be awesome. Let me shoot him a message real quick. Let's see.
Yeah, it would definitely be a good introduction to somebody that's experienced it.
Right.
For our audience. So if you're interested in doing 70 hard, reach out to us.
Right.
Say I'm in.
Me and Aaron are wanting to have you on the podcast. Either the 27th or the 30th and talk about 75 hard. You down? Of course he is.
Yeah.
If he can get away. Getting his experience and just, you know, the raw truth of it and what it looked like for him. And I would rather know that, you know what I mean? Like, I want to know what we're going to go up against because I feel like if we know, then we're better prepared. So,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, we like friends, y'all. We like community involvement.
Right.
So please feel free. Jump right in with us.
The more the merrier.
Heck yeah.
It's always better in groups for that support.
Yep. Yep. I agree. And we can have a bomb ass party at the end of it or get together, whatever. Right. We could do whatever we want.
So true.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. I'm super excited about it. So yeah. I almost want to make like a little wall calendar so I can the day.
Check days off.
Yeah, serious. I think that's what the app does though. I haven't pushed start because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But mine has a start the 75 hard.
Yeah, I haven't even watched his hour-long video yet, the intro video.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
Me too. Nothing but good can come from it. So, there we go.
So, have you eaten that lasagna yet? I think it's time for you to do that.
Yeah.
Since I was that like, hey, when you want to record, how about 10 minutes?
I know. I was like, damn. Well, because you said you were still on your way home. I was like, oh, I got a minute then. And then it was still in the oven and it needed like 10, 15 more minutes. And I was like, oh, I still got a minute then. Well, then you're like, sent the thing and you're like about 10 minutes. And I was like, oh, shit. I had to go change my shirt because my other one had Cosmo hair all over it. Get my stuff all hooked up.
I mean, I was right down the road when you responded at Starbucks, and then I got home and I made some dinner and then set up a laptop for something else, ate dinner, and that's when I finished and just like texted you. So,
yeah. Yeah, I'm going to eat and enjoy the evening and, you know, keep deciding what I'm going to do tomorrow and keep going. So
sounds like a plan. Yes.
Right?
I love doing these, by the way.
Me too. So fun. Dude, yeah. Our reels that have been coming out lately, they've been awesome too.
You like the those? One,
I'll bring treats. I was dying.
Yeah, they're great. So,
all right, friend. Love you so big. You know that.
Love y'all.
So.
Peace out. All
right, y'all. Adios.
Peace. Please like and subscribe and share, and don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the Friendship Frequency. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.